Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. It is, it's before 9 o'clock, but we're going to do the news early with our dear friend Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Adam!
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Here's the thing about the news. I got to work on that.
All right. What's going on with the news, Gina Grad?
Oh, Tim, it is a full news day as always.
All right.
And leading the news tonight, with his family putting pressure on him to play more football, Brett Favre has had the itch to come out of retirement and report to training camp with the Green Bay Packers this month. However, there's a little snag. Packers CEO Mark Murphy feels that Favre's time with Green Bay may have come to an end.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so here we have some audio of CEO Mark Murphy expounding on that.
Here we go.
I mean, he obviously made a heartfelt decision, and we moved on from there. And obviously things have changed since then, but, I mean, that's the real difficult issue is, that was March 6th, and, you know, 3-4 months later, a lot has happened, and it's hard to undo that.
Oh boy,
yeah.
Is he talking about Brett Favre?
Yeah,
sounds like Jack Silver talking about.
I mean, he obviously made a heartfelt decision.
Oh, never mind. All right, but you know, when they say his family was putting pressure on him,
yeah, he's blaming it on the family.
What an a-hole do you have to be that you're retired after, I don't know, he's been in the league for 20 years or so, and he's home for 3 months, and the wife and the kids are already saying, can't you go back to football?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Because you're a real miserable,
human being.
Jackass around here.
Yeah. Can you imagine Jen saying that to you, like, you're done? You're done working. She's like, you know what? Maybe another show for you.
I could absolutely see that. All right. What else is going on in the news there?
Well, in more masculine news, Richard Simmons might be going to sweat to the oldies in Washington, D.C. as a congressman.
Hey, fantastic.
Yeah, he was on Capitol Hill today talking about childhood obesity and pushing for increased school exercise programs in front of the House Education and Labor Committee. And Simmons has now leaked that he may be headed to the Congress in the near future.
Wow.
Yes, here we have a clip of Simmons explaining his political plans.
Here we go. Richard Simmons. Was he wearing a tank top and dolphin shorts?
Red dolphin shorts and a spangled tank top.
Oh, fantastic. That's what these guys need in Washington. Yeah.
For the congressional hearing, I'm in a suit. I want to look like a congressman. I want to have the respect of a congressman. I want to talk like a congressman. And maybe one day I'll be a congressman. If I can serve my country in a good way, I'd be willing to do anything. This country has been great to me, and the people of America have been wonderful to me, and I've always given back, and I don't mind giving back for the rest of my life.
All right, yeah. Richard Simmons.
He's a real, he's a mensch. He's an altruistic guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw him at the Las Vegas airport. He was coming back on the same flight I was on Southwest Airlines, and everybody knew he was there.
Posing for pictures,
hugging people, giving away shirts and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
I don't know he was wearing like sweats or something, but everybody knows when Richard Simmons is around.
Yeah,
he really needs that attention.
Yeah. He's like a sore thumb.
Yeah, it wasn't like a hat and a jacket just sitting in the corner.
Right, with the collar up. And
at one point, he grabbed the microphone. He was like doing shtick and
you were probably absolutely miserable.
Oh, I'm thinking to myself, man, do I want to be on this flight? Because if I'm, if this flight goes down, it'll always be the Richard Simmons flight. Yeah, he died with Richard Simmons.
Insult to injury.
And then you're always attached to the guys that you died with.
Yeah.
I think you go through the rest of eternity.
There'd be a huge memorial of morbidly obese people coming to pay their respects
Jesus
for you.
Christ, yeah.
However, I do know someone who went on the cruise to lose. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Great time.
Is that right?
I think they gained a little weight because it's still a cruise.
Right.
But great time.
And was it a straight guy or gay guy?
It was a woman.
Oh, it was a woman?
Yeah.
And she went to cruise to lose?
She went on the cruise to lose. Richard Simmons makes an appearance. I don't know if he's helicoptered in and helicoptered out, but he's on the cruise.
Wow.
And, they have the buffets and they have the dance classes and you do the pony and then you go hit the buffet. Great time.
Why did she do that?
She wanted to lose. Well,
and she didn't.
On a cruise.
No.
Yeah.
No, Bobo. Yeah, lose, the cruise to lose, our first meeting is at Hometown Buffet. That's all you do on cruises is eat.
I know, that's the problem.
You know, the 17 restaurants are open all day long, and there's nowhere to exercise. You just, eat yourself.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
Yes.
Are they fun?
They're pretty cool.
Do you ever get like an itch to get the hell off?
Well, I went on an Alaska cruise with my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my...
This sounds like a terrible story.
I graduated ninth grade. I was going into high school, and my mom was going to go on a bridge cruise. She's a big bridge player, and she got a cabin on the Royal Viking Sky, which doesn't exist anymore. And for, I think, like an extra $200, she could take a kid.
Wow.
And so they spent like the $200, and I jumped on board and cruised around Alaska with my mom for 2 weeks.
How was that?
And it was during school. It was during the first 2 weeks of high school.
Oh.
And I got to take the first 2 weeks of high school off. But I was the youngest guy on the cruise, the youngest person on the cruise, by about 50 years.
Jesus.
And
Christ.
So that's where I started smoking. I would steal my mom's cigarettes and go up to the promenade deck late at night and smoke cigarettes and get that that menthol buzz going. But it got really rough in the ocean, where the waves were breaking windows in the dining room.
Oh, my God.
It was like 70-foot waves. And they had to anchor in the ocean. Everybody on the ship was sick for 2 days.
Nobody, I could freak out.
And everything in the room, the ashtrays were sliding back and forth.
No.
Everything was sliding around. They had to take all the water out of the toilets because all the water was sloshing around all over the rooms.
Mm-mm, no, no.
And it was
no,
I sat there sick for 2 days.
And then you adjust to it or what?
No, well, then they pulled in inland up near Seattle and Victoria and up there at Bouchard Gardens. It was very nice, but it was I'd rather have had somebody around my age.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
Yeah. Did you become a killer bridge player?
No, I didn't play bridge at all. But I came back, and the only classes that were available were like photography, art history. And Jesus, I don't even know what the hell else I took. It was the end of my
Latin
career. Yeah. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina Greb?
Well, former star of the hit sitcom Frasier, Kelsey Grammer, suffered a very serious heart attack last month.
Yeah.
And now, he's speaking out about how he blames his failed TV sitcom called Back to You for his health problems.
Wow.
He said it was a very stressful time for him, and he was surprised that it was canceled, and it may have had an adverse effect on his health. The 53-year-old actor has also revealed how serious the situation with his heart attack was, which occurred last month on a paddleboarding trip with his wife. And we have a clip of Grammer talking about the severity of this life-threatening situation.
Yeah, this is a real decent guy, this Kelsey Grammer. I really like this guy. And here's Kelsey talking about his heart stopping.
Mia was patting my head, and she said, "That's when you looked up at me and said, 'I'm going now.'" And then off I went.
Did they have to do the paddles and all of that stuff?
We did the whole thing, yeah.
You did. Did your heart stop?
Yes.
Wow. It's very lucky. Once the heart stops, those paddles work about 10% of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That defibrillator?
Like, remember when you were... Remember Squad 51 Emergency? Did you ever see that when you were a kid?
No.
Did you ever see that, Randy? Emergency? You never saw that, huh? You know, they go... Squad... It would always start, like, you know, it was... there was two guys that ran, like a paramedics truck for Squad 51.
Is it a real show? Or
no,
like
it was actors.
Drama?
Yeah. But the big one was always at the end, Squad 51, Engine 38, Engine 39. And then there's like a huge fire that went on, and, these guys had to go out and save people. But when they used the defibrillator... Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Bullet reports tons of chemicals are stored in tanks. Use caution. 151, this is Rampart. Can you send me some EKG? 10-4, transmitting EKG. We're sending you a strip. Vitals to follow. Pulse is 160. The victim is in extreme pain, Rampart.
The patient is in VIC-VIF. Rampart, we have lost the victim's pulse. Beginning CPR. We're defibrillating victim, Rampart. Rampart, we've defibrillated victim. He's in sinus rhythm.
Administer 2 amps sodium bicarbonate. Insert an airway. Start IV, 51.
Squad 51, continue monitoring vitals and transport immediately.
Far away, Rampart.
The greatest show ever. Emergency. Let's play the whole thing. How long is this?
Squad
that brought back a lot of memories for a lot of people who are my age. You know, 40,
what year?
44 or so.
When was
it? Back in the early 70s, huh. mid-70s.
What was it called? Squad?
Emergency. Yeah. And they had, you know, they constantly, every day they would run into somebody who was flatlining. You know, there was no pulse, no yeah. heartbeat. And they'd always bring him back. Nobody ever died on that show.
Wow.
Ever. And from what I heard from medical technicians, though, once you're flatlining, it's over.
Yeah, it's touch and go
yeah,
after
it's
that.
About 90% of the time, it's over. Oh, yeah. You know, it's tough to... once the alpha waves are, you know, teots up, so are you. All right, but anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grimm?
Yes, well, finally in entertainment news, accomplished movie actors Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are starring as the befuddled middle-aged stepbrothers in the new comedy Step Brothers, which
Christ.
Opened in wide release today. The two have been working overtime doing press for this new movie, and here we have some audio of Reilly and Ferrell explaining the big, big, big reason behind why this movie was even made in the first place.
Right. The first line in that news there is comedy in quotes?
It is.
It is. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Just a desire to want to hang out together
exactly.
again after Talladega Nights.
Yeah, we'd had so much fun working together, and you know, it was really John who kind of, you know, was the impetus to
right.
to keep this thing going, and we sat down with Adam McKay and came up with this idea.
All right. Well, if you want to hang out together, why don't you just go to Mort's Deli?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
or
play some golf.
Yeah, or arts. Yeah, play a little golf. Might have to, you know, irritate everybody.
Yeah.
All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right, the news with Gina, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Nice job, retards.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right,
folks. Nice job, retards.
Thank you very much. Coming up is the David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 NASA excuses. Randy has just heard the entire list.
This is such a great list. It's so obscure. You never think NASA excuses.
You got a favorite?
Number 4 is the
Number
best
four.
One.
Number 4. All right. Stay tuned for David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 NASA excuses. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.